sorrow see my defeat. I see the name, it's of the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise you whenever I can. I'll praise you for his love, for I see like the sea. I praise thy name, of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise you whenever I can. I'll praise you for his love. Surround me like the sea. I'll praise thy name of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise you whenever I can. I'll praise you for his love. Surround me like the sea. I'll praise thy name of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise you whenever I can. I'll praise you for his love, surrounds me like the sea. I'll praise thy name of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God today. God is a good God.
Yes,
we glorify him. Yes, welcome the woman of God, our Honorable Bishop Barry Bailey. Of his great sufficient ministry, God is using her mightily. And she's a blessed woman of God. We thank God she's joining us tonight. She's going to be sharing with us through the word of God, what God has made in her heart. First of all, I'm going to take the first 15 minutes and share, and then I'm going to hand over to Bishop Barry Bailey to continue from there. I'd like to share with us on the spoken word. The spoken word of God. Holy Spirit, bless your people tonight. Bless everyone that is coming into this program. Lord, reach out to them by your Spirit. Minister grace, salvation, healing, and deliverance to as many that have come from the northeast, west, and south, from all over the world. God, welcome them to yourself and reach out to their needs. Meet them at their point of need and bring solutions to every problem in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to speak briefly about the spoken word. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. It says, the word is near thee in thy mouth, the word of faith which we preach. This word of God is near thee in thy mouth, the word of faith which we preach.
Yes.
And what is this word? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
With God, yes.
Yes. Jesus is the word of God.
Yes, he is.
When you are receiving the word of God, you are not just receiving just the word of God. You are receiving Jesus. So when you hear the word of God being preached, either at the church or on the radio or on the TV or in the internet, wherever you get the word of God, that word of God is Jesus himself. Because it says,
amen,
in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
God.
This word is Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
And then in Psalm 7 verse 20, he says, he sent his word, and his word went forth and brought salvation and deliverance to the people. Psalm 107 verse 20. That word is what we are presenting in this radio broadcast. We are not here advertising jobs and businesses. We are here presenting Jesus Christ to you. And this word we are hearing from all these women of God and men of God, I tell you, it is divine word that brings you salvation, healing, and deliverance. You need to receive the word. That word is Jesus Christ being presented to you.
Yes.
That word saves and blesses. I'm also going to look at some scriptures here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 talks about right and wrong thinking. See, whatever is good, whatever is of good value, whatever is a blessing, think about it. That is, if you think about God, meditate on his word. He said, you shall meditate on this word day and night, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it says, thou shalt meditate on this word of God day and night.
Yes.
Then
meditate.
Shall thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. So the word of God gives you success in your life. The word of God gives you not just salvation, healing, and deliverance. Look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. God said, you shall meditate on his word day and night, and you shall observe to do all that is written therein. Then he says, then shall thou have good success, and then shall thou make thy way prosperous.
Yes.
So this word of God you are hearing, first coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God, the word of God can never be too much.
Amen.
Because the word of God gives you not just salvation, healing, and deliverance. The word of God is life. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God gives life. You remember the prophet Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones? The valley of dry bones was filled with dry bones. And God told prophet Ezekiel, he says, speak the word to this valley of dry bones.
Amen.
And the prophet Ezekiel began to speak the word of God to the valley of dry bones.
Amen.
Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel 37. And this valley of dry bones began to receive the word of God. And as they receive the word of God, they begin to become flesh and bones and blood. And the man of God, God said, now invite the Holy Spirit to come into this valley of dry bones.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit came, and this valley of dry bones was no longer a valley of dry bones. This valley became an army of God's people. God's people, they lacked the word of God. Because they lacked the word of God, they became a valley of dry bones. Beloved, When you don't have the word of God, you become a valley of dry bones. Beloved, if you don't have the word of God, you become lifeless. When you don't have the word of God, then there is no life in you. When the word of God begins to come into the valley of dry bones, when this word of God that we are speaking today, the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. This word is milk. This word is the meat. This word is like milk. This word, if they said the word of God daily, it is like milk to you. The word of God from Jeremiah, he said, I found thy word, and it was like meat, and I ate it, and I drank your word. The word of God is food. The word of God is meat. The word of God is life. The word of God is friend. The valley of dry bones became an army of God's people. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Amen.
As it gets that in trouble, it was a valley of dry bones.
Dry bones, yeah.
It was a valley of dry bones in Ezekiel 37. In Ezekiel 37, a valley of dry bones. And God said to Ezekiel, do you see this valley of dry bones? They have no life. Can you now prophesy the word of God to this valley of dry bones? Ezekiel said, yes, Lord, I got the word. I got the rest. I got the spoken word. Ezekiel began to prophesy. Ezekiel began to prophesy the word of God. As he began to speak the word of God, as he began to release the word of God, the word of God is life. Jesus said, the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And this word began to give life to the valley of dry bones. And the dry bones began to receive strength. The dry bones began to come together. The dry bones began to receive flesh. The dry bones began to receive. And then the Spirit of God came on the valley of dry bones. And they began to live as an army of God's people. Today, beloved, God is speaking to you. The word of God is coming to you. I don't care if you have been a valley of dry bones. Your life has been so dry. Nothing is happening. Everything is dead. I got good news for you. When this word of God comes to you tonight, I tell you, dry bones shall live again. Dry bones must live again. Dry bones shall live again. Dry bones shall live again. Dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall rise again. Lord Jehovah is able to do all things. He's able, dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall live again. Dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall live again. Lord Jehovah is able to do all things. He's able. Dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall live again. Dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall live again. Dry bones shall rise again. Lord, Jehovah is able to do all things. He's able, able. Dry bones shall rise again. Receive the word of life. The word I will see. They are spirit and they are life. Every spiritual valley of dry bones, begin to receive the word of God. Begin to receive Jesus now. Begin to receive the spirit of God. Begin to receive the power of God. Begin to receive the anointing of God. In the name of Jesus, dry bones begin to live as an army of God. Whatever died in your life, come alive. Your prayer life that died, come alive. Your finances that died, come alive. Every aspect of your life that died, come alive. that my life, that I die, come alive. Everything that I die in your life begin to come alive. In the name of Jesus, come alive. Hallelujah. The valley of dry bones is coming alive tonight. Hey, from Ezekiel, speak to this valley and let it receive life.
Yeah.
No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus. No Jesus, no life. I don't care what died in your life. That womb, they say you can no longer have a child. That womb, they say you are barren. I tell you, the word of God has come to that womb today. That womb has received womb. That womb begins to bear fruit. Fruitfulness and fertility. So every womb that has gone dead, in the name of Jesus Christ, that's your business, that's your job, that's your education, that's your marriage, that's your life that has died. The enemy has knocked you out and no life. Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life, and life more abundantly. Receive the life of Jesus. Receive the word of God. Receive the spirit of Christ. Receive the spirit of God. Receive the anointing that gives you life, and life more abundantly. Yes, thy bones begin to walk, begin to live, begin to come as an army of God's people. In the name of Jesus, dry bones must live again. I don't care what part of your life has died, your prayer life has died. Come alive! In the name of Jesus, the word of God has died away from your life. Come alive! In the name of Jesus,
loving
God and worshiping God have died. Come alive! Come alive!
I'm alive!
Come alive! Because the word of God gives life. The word of God gives life. The word of God gives life. The valley of dry bones receive the word of God. The valley of dry bones. Ezekiel 37, God took from it Ezekiel. Do you see this valley? Do you see this valley? This valley is filled of dry bones. From it Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Do you see this valley? This valley is full of dry bones. Man of God, can you speak the word to this valley of dry bones? Over the Ezekiel say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got the word. I got river. I got logos. I got the word of life. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. Jesus is the word of God. God sent his word. Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20. God sent his word. And his word went forth and brought salvation and brought deliverance and brought healing to the people. Yes, Lord, I got the word. Now I begin to speak to the valley of dry bones. Yes, today we are speaking life to the people. The valley of we are speaking life. Yes, Jesus came to give you life. A life more abundant. There's somebody with a pain in your breast, your left breast. There is a pain there. It's like there is a size, like some form of breast cancer is developing on your left breast. Yes, put your right hand on that spot. Put your right hand up for the word of God is coming to that breast right now. Every problem in that breast is being healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, Kaba Sanda. Hey, every condition that God did not put there, whatever my father did not put, be rooted out now. In the name of Jesus, be thou removed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Rakabaya. Yes, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Messiah.
Thank you,
receive, 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 receive. Be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Ah, Rabbiya. Ah. Hey, God is showing me another person on this prayer line. Yes, you have migraine headache. Migraine headache, you have been taking medications and it's not going down. Put your right hand on that head. Put your right hand on that head. Yeah, let healing power flow into that body right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, receive. Receive the healing touch of Jesus. The healing touch of Jesus. The healing touch of Jesus. In your spirit, soul, and body be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. My great headache disappear right now. In the name of Jesus. Sarah Basaya. Hey, Rebosa. We give God praise. Yes, we give him glory, honor,
amen,
and adoration.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, we thank God. We thank God today.
Thank you, Lord.
God has blessed everyone. And I know you can testify anywhere, anytime of what God is doing. We've been hearing so many testimonies. We receive a lot of emails and phone calls and the text messaging of what God is doing in your life through this broadcast. And I tell you, God is really going to do even greater things than we are seeing now. We are privileged to have two women of God. They are going to be sharing with us. Quickly, we have a lady evangelist. Lawa, are you ready now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Yesterday we missed her. We couldn't perform. So she's here. She's going to share with us a couple of minutes. And then Bishop Barry David, she's going to take over.
Amen.
Let's welcome Lady Evangelist Lionka Lawa. Let her share with us what God has for us. And then we shall go on to Bishop Barry David. Barry, you are welcome. Let's welcome the woman of God in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today's topic is the fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord. The Bible studies on this vital subject is very important. There is a wrong kind and a right kind of fear. One of the precious messages of the Bible is to fear God Almighty.
Yes.
We should not be afraid of anything. It is mentioned so many times in the Bible. Jesus said, it is I, be not afraid. John chapter 6, verse 20.
Yes.
The fear of God, which we ought to have. Job 28:28, and to man is said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. To fear the Lord God Almighty is wisdom.
Amen.
The fear of the Lord is clean and enduring forever.
Yes.
Yes.
2 Samuel 23:3 says, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. Lack or absence of this fear can only bring sin.
Yes.
Abraham, Genesis 20:11, Abraham sinned because he said, I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place. He mistakenly thought that he was beyond God's fear and was really free. Nobody is free of the fear of God. And he lied that his wife is his sister, although he's her sister, to Abimelech. Romans chapter 3, verse 18. There is no fear of God before their eyes. A picture of degenerate man. Anyone that is degenerating, will not have fear of God in their hearts.
Amen.
Yeah. Mr. Kafir, where you stand and tremble in the presence of the Almighty. Fear of God is trusting with a hatred of evil. We have to trust God and hate evil. We must express our religious duty towards God. He said, gather me, the people, together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth. It's the only word of God that can only make people to fear God. And we have been taught about the word of God this evening too. It's only word of God can help one from fearing God. We must teach our generation and let them learn how to fear the Lord God Almighty. Deuteronomy 16:13, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him. We must fear God Almighty and do God and do service in the service of God. You must have something we are doing for God. And when we are doing it for God, you have to fear God. Ephesians 12:13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandment. We are not to fear idols or other gods. 2 Kings 17:38, and the covenant that I have made with you, ye shall not forget, neither shall you fear other gods. We are not to fear man. We are not to fear God. We are not to fear man. 1 Samuel 15:24. Saul's mistake said, I fear the people. And he did not do what God told him to do. It was because of that, for not fearing God, was dethroned and replaced. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man bringeth a snare. We are to fear the Lord only. We are not to fear earthly calamities, but they signify the near return of our Savior. Men's hearts fail them because of fear. That's why we must mention Luke 21:25-28. Men's hearts failing them for fear. We must not allow fear to ruin our hearts. The true believer does not fear future punishment. Hebrews 10:27, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and very indignation, which are devoid the adversaries. We are to fear God Almighty. This is very important in all our life. The fear of God is a commandment. Deuteronomy 13:4. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandment and obey his voice. And you shall serve him and cleave unto him. 1 Peter 2:17 told us that honor all men. Love the brotherhood, but fear God. Honor the king. Psalm 22:23 told us, we that fear the Lord, we must be praising him. We must be glorifying him. The earthly disciples set up an example in this matter. Acts 9:31. Walking in the fear of the Lord. They said, in working with the fear of the Lord, we are multiplying. Multiplication when we fear the Lord. We are told Cornelius was a man who feared God in Acts 10:2. Cornelius is a devout man and one that fear God with all his house. We must fear God with all our house. God sent Cornelius the gospel. 2 Corinthians 7:1. The fear of God teaches us to live circumspect lives. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. If you fear God, we cleanse ourselves of all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Holiness is one of the points of fearing God. Fearing God is a powerful motivating force in our life. The fear of the Lord is the great hatred of evil, Proverbs 18:13. The fear of God is wisdom, Psalm 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. The fear of God is the treasure. Better is little with the fear of the Lord God than great and abundant treasure and trouble therewith. The fear of the Lord is the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. Proverbs 14:27. It is clean. The fear of the Lord is clean. It is sanctifying. The fear of the Lord endures forever. The fear of the Lord is godly. If you are godly, Hebrews 12:28, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. You must serve God with godly fear. The holiness of God causes us to fear him. Revelation 15:4, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name, for thy only art holy. So everybody all over the world should fear God. The greatness of God causes us to fear him. And now Israel, Deuteronomy 10:12-17. And now Israel, what does the Lord our God require of thee, but to fear the Lord our God? For the Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord of lords, and a great and mighty and terrible God. The goodness of God causes us to fear him. 1 Samuel 12:24. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great thing he has done for us. The forgiveness of God causes us to fear him. Psalm 130:4. But there is forgiveness in thee, that we may fear you. You praise the Lord God Almighty if you fear him. The wondrous work of God causes us to fear him. Joshua 4:23-24. The coming judgment of God causes us to fear him. Same with a loud voice in Revelation 14:7. Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come.
Yeah.
The fear of the Lord is necessary. It is necessary for us to worship in the fear of the Lord God Almighty. It is necessary to keep us from sin. Fear of the Lord will keep us from sin. Exodus 20:20. He says, fear not, for God is come to prove you, that his fear may be before your face, that you may sin not. The fear of God is necessary in good government. 2 Samuel 23:3. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And this is lacking in government today. The fear of God is necessary for administration of justice. It is necessary for the perfecting of holiness when we fear him.
Yeah.
Amen.
The it causes the Lord's pity to increase upon his child. When you fear the Lord God Almighty, he will pity you. He will have mercy of you.
Yes.
Fearing God makes us to be acceptable, to as spent at the fire. But in every nation, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness, fear him, walk in righteousness, is accepted with him. So, fear of God brings mercy. Fear of God brings being accepted by God Almighty. It brings confidence. When we have God, yes, we have strong confidence. That's Proverbs 14:26. When we fear God, it brings separation from evil. We are separated from the evil one. When we fear God, it brings Christian fellowship. Malachi 3:16, then they that fear the Lord speak often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. The fear of God supersedes the fear of man. So we have been told we should not fear anything or fear man. The fear of God brings answer prayer. When we fear God, he answers our prayer. Psalm 145 verse 19. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. When we fear God, he will fulfill the desire of our heart and he will save us. Fear of God is long life. It brings long life. Proverbs 10:27. Yeah. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days. May we fear the Lord so that our life may be prolonged. God bless the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. The fear
Hallelujah.
Is the beginning of wisdom, is the beginning of knowledge. You know, if you don't fear God, it means you are going to do just about anything at all. And when you do anything at all, that means you are just going off the way of God. But when you fear God, you will keep his commandments. See, this is very important. If you don't fear God, how will you keep his commandments? If you don't fear God, then you can't love God. You don't have respect for God and honor for God. But when you have the fear of God in your heart, you know, you will reverence God. You will honor God. You will respect God. And
Amen.
You will love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your spirit. This is very, very important. We need to spread this message and then be doers of this word and not just hearers alone.
Hearers only. That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
We're going to pray. And we're going to pray for a couple of minutes. And then Bishop Barry David, he's going to take over. And then we're going to pray. The prayer we're going to pray is, God, help me to love you with all my heart, with all my soul.
Amen.
With all my spirit, help me to fear you so that I can keep your commandments.
Father.
So I don't have fear of God. It means I'm going to do just anything at all, which is not fair. It means I'm going to do even the wrong thing. The fear of God will make me to be sober and be serious in serving God. We need to pray that prayer, that God will make us to love him with all our heart, to serve him with all our heart, to fear him and keep his commandments. Yes, can we pray in the name of Jesus? Everybody, please.
Lord God, let everybody take care of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Clean out all the trash out of there. they may hear you, Father. Clear it out of their hearts and their souls, Father. So they may hear you, Lord. Father, teach them how to recognize your voice, Lord. In the name, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. We just praise you. We adore you, Lord. Father God, we lift you up. Hallelujah, Shekinah of glory. Oh, Lord God, it's all about you, Father. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. We come before you, Father, in the name of Lord Jesus. Giving you all praise, giving you all glory, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Help us, your children, Father, to hear you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So their lives may be shaped as a disciple of yours, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. We come before you, Lord. In the name, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen.
One more prayer point before the woman of God takes over. I want us to still pray for our nation, our leaders.
Yes.
They should have the fear of God as well, like all the presidents.
That's right.
All the presidents of nations, like Putin and all the rest of them, they don't fear God. That's why they can go and throw bombs. Bomb nations and bomb millions of people to death. They don't fear God. You know, if they fear God, they will not do all those things. You know, the fear of God should be in the heart of these world leaders.
Everybody,
and governors, you know, and church leaders and servants of God, the fear of God should be in their lives so that they will lead people in the way. Look at the way Trump is having a lot of issues, and you know the name, he has so done a lot of things that he has spoiled his name, and then he's supposed to be a Christian, and all these things are not helping Christianity at all. You know, the fear of God. If you have the fear of God, you will not be doing these things that will make people to start having, you know, issues, start dragging you to the court, dragging you to the prison. What is all that for? A child of God? No. We should have the fear. Our leaders should have the fear of God. Governors, heads of state, presidents, and ambassadors, and all of them. They should have the fear of God so that they can do the will of God. Yes, I will pray for them in the name of Jesus. I will pray in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Heavenly Father, dear God, in the name, Lord Jesus. Father, we lift up this nation, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus. The Father God, they should be reverencing you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open up their hearts, Lord God. Open up their minds, Father, to receive you, the word, Father, in the name of Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Jesus. In the name, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for teaching them and instructing them.
Thank you, Lord.
Finally, we want to pray for families, husbands and wives. You see, there is no fear anymore. Husband and wife, it shouldn't be so. Even children as well. It shouldn't be so. See? The rate of divorce is so high in America. The statistics show that America has the highest divorce record. There are more divorcees, more divorce and remarriage and separation and dysfunctional home, dysfunctional family. And, you know, it's a bad record. It's not a good testimony about the United States of America. No, 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 no. It shouldn't be so. You know, and there is so much going on. Even children, they have no fear for their parents. Children carry guns and shoot their parents to death. And all kinds of things that are happening. No fear of God. We are going to pray. God, let there be solution to all these family problems that we see every day in the newspapers and here and there. All kinds of confusion that is raining. Righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach. Sin is a reproach to any people. Look at Sodom and
Gomorrah. Yes,
Sodom,
Lord God. God, we come before you, our Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Our Jehovah Nisi, we come before you, Lord God, in the name, Lord Jesus. Father, just coming before you, thanking you, Lord. Father, we thank you for being such a loving God. We thank you that you're a God of grace and mercy, Father, a God of forgiveness, Lord, a God that loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, Father. In the name, Lord Jesus, and oh, Lord God, he rose again. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Jesus, that, Lord God, he took 39 steps, Father. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. As we come before you this evening, Lord God, as I decrease, Father God, increase in me. And deliver us, Father God, of your word. Not mine, Father, but your word, Lord God. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your word falls on fertile ground, Lord God. It's a message from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we know that messages transform. So we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' matchless and mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
How gracious our God. This evening, the title of God's message is God's Gracious and Precious Word. We are transformed by truth. Amen?
Amen.
God's gracious word. We are transformed by truth. We need to go and visit, first of all, God's word, and let us go first with John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You may hear each of us say that from time to time, but we have to. You need to be reminded that God gave us his gracious Word. God's Word transforms us. It's the seed God gave us there. We can go to Luke 8:11, but the word is a lamp and a light unto our feet. Amen.
Amen.
119:105. We must understand that putting faith and trust in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ through the death on his cross and subsequent resurrection, that you need to know his word. We need to understand that to be able to get the benefits that God has given us, you got to understand and walk his word. Amen? You got to know how important the word is. You got to know that the word is sharper than a double-edged sword. You got to know that. You've got to know that as people, we need more than food for our lives. We must each be feeding on every word of God. Amen? Go to Matthew 4:4. God's gracious word can make you into what he wants you to be. It can make you righteous. It can make you live and grow compassionate in the Lord. It will shape you. The word is spiritual food for us. Jeremiah 15:16, and you can also find that in 1 Peter 2:2.
Yes.
The word is suitable for correction.
Yes.
2 Timothy 3:16. It heals. It's important to you for you to know what the word of God can do for you. It heals. It's a living word. It heals each and every one of us. It's God's communication to us. It's true. The word of God is true. Go to Psalms 119:160. It's like a hammer. It quickens. Those of us, those that are born again, you need to know that born again by what? By God's word. Peter 1:23. We need to also know that God confirms his word. You got to study his word.
Yeah.
See, it's important for you to know that God wants his children to grow. He wants you each to grow. In order for you to grow, you got to know his word. You got to know primarily what you need to do to be able to draw from the benefits of being God's child. Amen? We need all to understand, that God brings us success through his word. Joshua 1:8. I remember earlier, Archbishop cited that particular scripture. The word of God is spirit and life. We can go to John 6:63. Search the scriptures. God has given us this holy Bible for us to have, to live by, to have it what? As spiritual food for you. Read God's word. Know how important it is. We're not just pulling out some scriptures. This word talks to us. It ministers. It heals. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing God's word in Romans 10:17. See, you got to know God's word. You got to know what God's word is telling you. It prepares us. It lets us know about how to align ourselves up with Christ. The name is called the Word of God because it is God. Just as John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word, what? Was God.
Yes.
The Lord didn't just put together these words just to make them sound beautiful. There's a whole lot of power in that one scripture. And we need to understand that what? The word was with God. And guess what? The word was God. In the beginning, you got to understand this thing. We're in our last days, folks. And it's a benefit to be a Christian. You are benefiting by God having given up his son to die on that cross, take those 39 stripes. That was all done for us. When he died, he rose again. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
But it's all about this word that you need to know.
Yes.
We need to get familiar with communicating with God through his word. The word should dwell in each of us richly. We can go to Colossians 3:16. It also tells us that we need to avoid what? Idle words. We need to avoid that. Go to Matthew 12:36-37. See, when we understand this thing, when you read God's word and you study it, you understand the benefits that God has given us. You understand the birth when Gabriel came to Mary and let her know that God, and she was receptive, that God was placed inside of her, the Son of Man that would be named Jesus. And then, how Jesus walked this earth around for 33 years. See, we need to know these things so we can put together how God's word helps you to be successful in your life.
Yes.
How you should not be conforming to the patterns of this world.
Yes.
And how you should know to fear God that gives you wisdom and strength. It's not just going to church on Sunday and going AWOL on God come Monday to Saturday. It's not that at all. Our lives to be structured and aligned with the word of God. People should be able to look at us and see the light through us. We're the light of the world. God's gracious word. We are transformed by truth. God can make you into anything that he wants you to be. But you already have your purpose. You already have your assignment. Do you know your purpose? Communicate with God. Put your everything into walking as a disciple of Christ. The truth transforms us. Stop exaggerating and making excuses. The spiritual growth is a process. It replaces the lies with the truth.
Yeah.
That brings us into baptism. Understanding baptism. See, when you were immersed under the water, you left your old self under that water. And when you came out of the water, you were a new creature in Christ Jesus. We need to understand that. That means that your mind is renewed.
Yes.
Baptism is done as in water as a mode of repentance. He who is coming after me is mightier than I, in Matthew 3:11. We need to understand it in 1 Corinthians 2:16. It unites our minds with Christ. See, we're supposed to be a new creature. So there's some things about the word we need to know. There's some things about the benefits of being a Christian. There's some things that we are expected to know that, guess what, many of you don't know. We ask these questions all the time. And there's nothing wrong with asking the question, but be serious about changing and committing your life to Christ.
Yes.
Jesus' life was our life. We are united with Jesus, which means we should have his mind. Can you look at yourself and say, oh, I'm a disciple. I'm Jesus. Are you doing the things that Jesus would do? Are you dressing? And do you have the character of Christ? There's some things that we really need to think about that's deep-rooted. How about when somebody makes you angry? Do you do what Jesus would do? Or do you allow the enemy to take over you at that time? See, there are some things that we need to do ourselves and being truthful to ourselves. The truth does what? It transforms you. And we need to understand that the word of God that God has given us, it transforms us. It brings us into righteousness. It transforms us and gives us communication with God. It unites us as a biblical family. It will carry your feet to serving God, to helping others. It will cause you to align yourselves with Matthew 28:19 and going out to win souls for Christ, for feeding the poor. We should all understand that before Jesus ascended into heaven, he let the disciples know that they were to complete the work that he had already started. So in order to do the work that Jesus do, you have to have the power that Jesus has. And that's what? The Holy Spirit and fire in order to bring what? A change in people. See, it's all about us following what God has spoken clearly to us. We need to understand these things. Study God's word from day to day. It will bring you closer to Christ.
Yes.
Worship Christ. It will shape your life. It's becoming closer and closer in the kingdom of God. Embrace the poor and feed those that are hungry. We need to understand that we need to walk and practice the things of God. There's so many different things that we need to be doing as God's children. Let us go to Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid.
Yeah.
Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. How about in Luke 9:62? Jesus replied, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. That means we're to be encouraged to keep moving forward and doing and structuring ourselves to live in alignment of God, to live in alignment of his word. Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember not the former things. Don't worry about the fact that yesterday or last year you weren't walking as Christ would expect you. Let this day be a new day in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Nor consider the things of old. Behold, I'm still in Isaiah 43:18-19. I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. God is doing a new thing, folks. He's doing a new thing in our lives. Wake up.
Yes.
Wake up. God is doing a new thing.
Yes.
Philippians 3:13-14. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining to walk forward to what lies ahead. Folks, we need to get into the word. We need to be able to be excited when God is speaking to us. Please, God, number one on your agenda. Be serious about being committed. Understand the things of God.
Man.
It may take a little bit, but structure yourself. Clean off your slate those things that doesn't matter really in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name, Lord Jesus, we come before you this afternoon, Father. Father, just thanking you, Lord, for pouring into us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Welcome up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them not speak, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Your word speak about those that say they're in you, but they're asleep. Wake up, Father, in the name of Jesus, for you're giving us your word. You're giving us a prescription, Father. Wake up, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus, for, Lord, your word is powerful, Father. There's power in the word of God. There's integrity in the word of God.
Amen.
The word again is sharper than a double-edged sword. Hide the word in your heart.
Yes.
It's spiritual food for us, folks.
Amen.
It's true.
Yes.
It's like a hammer.
Yes.
The word accomplishes. God, we thank you, Father, that you have confirmed your word. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you have already told us about what's going on today. It's in the book of Acts. This unto a generation. That's all into themselves, Father. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That you are continually telling us, Lord, to teach your children. And some of them are asleep, Lord. Who would dare sleep when your word is given? Who would dare do that? We should all be reverencing ourselves unto the Lord. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Be encouraged.
Amen. Thank you,
be
Lord.
Encouraged. God has given you an opportunity to revive yourself, to rebuild a relationship with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father, we come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And everybody out there in the world, Lord, that is giving you their focus and attention, Father, bless them and undergird them, Lord, in the name, Lord Jesus, that they may stand, Father, in alignment of you, Lord. Father God has taken you serious and understanding how important it is that you have given us your word. Oh, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father, in the name of
Jesus.
Some of you out there have not yet given your lives to Christ. Let me just ask you right now to take your hand and put your hand on your heart and repeat. When I say my name, you say your name. I, Valerie Davis.
I, Valerie Davis.
Say your name. Confess with my mouth.
Yes.
That Jesus is Lord. And I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. And thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, for all of those out here that just took the big step, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus, that they're now part of our family, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus. And guess what?
Amen.
You all have the same benefits that we have. You have come
in.
You are a product of Abraham's seed. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves us. You need to understand that you are a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Just by coming into the kingdom of God, pick up your word. Read your word daily. And that's not just for the newcomers that just have given their lives to Christ, but that's for everybody. Because many of the Christians nowadays, they're asleep. They're asleep. And God wants you to wake up.
Yes.
He loves us that much. He wants you to grow in him so that you can be promoted. So we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless him, Father.
Amen.
Undergird him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless
Amen.
All that has tuned in on this broadcast today, Lord, for they have been blessed with some awesome teachings. For, Lord, you have given us the word to teach your children. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
I pray a complete healing over all of God's children. I don't care what ails you. You are healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Walk before him.
Yes.
Walk and communicate with your daddy.
Amen.
He loves us that much.
Yes.
You are healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Pick up your word. Study your word. God's gracious word will transform you by truth. In the name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
I'm a
son of a hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The word is
We give God praise. We give him glory.
Amen.
We give him honor and
praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your prescription, Father, you have given us. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Quickly, I want to touch a point here. Psalm 102, verse 13. Psalm 102,
verse 13. That is what God laid my heart to pray for you today. Thank God, the man of God, the woman of God have just spoken. I'm praying, and
yes,
I tell you, God is going to bless you right now. Psalm 103, verse 13, he said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, the anointing of supernatural divine favor, divine grace, divine mercy. God is imparting that anointing upon you right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, he's going to impart that anointing. And we have, though the anointing is spiritual, but we have a point of contact here. I'm asking God to bless this anointing oil. God bless it. Let this anointing oil be the oil of gladness. Let this anointing oil be the anointing that destroys every yoke. Let this anointing oil be your anointing for healing, for deliverance, for blessing, anointing for favor, grace, and mercy. God, we receive that anointing. To possess our possession, to receive the fruit of our labor. God bless this anointing for us. That as we receive of it, we are receiving your own anointing from on high. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke has been destroyed because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Every yoke of sickness, every yoke of disease, every yoke of oppression, every yoke of depression, be destroyed now because of the anointing of God that is released in the name of Jesus. Raka ba 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 ba. Yeah, this anointing is released upon everyone on this prayer line, beginning from me to everyone. The anointing has been released. Wherever you are, in any part of the world joining us, I want you to touch your listening device. Touch your cell phone or your computer, your laptop or your tablet. If you are using radio or TV to join us, you go ahead, just put your hand on it, because the anointing is so contagious. There is no distance in prayer. The centurion said, Master, speak thy word and my servant shall be healed. I release the anointing of God upon everyone on this project in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, that God is releasing anointing of supernatural divine favor, divine grace, divine mercies upon you and your family. Touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. We are the Lord's anointed. We are the Lord's anointed. Everyone in this broadcast tonight is the Lord's anointed. Everyone listening to the word of God tonight, you are the Lord's anointed. Everyone that joined this service tonight, you are the Lord's anointed.
Amen.
God is anointing you. God is anointing you right now. Receive the anointing that destroy every yoke. Every yoke is being destroyed because of the anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ, Herebosaya, Yandorobogodobo, because of the anointing. Every yoke is destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Rabaya Blagadaya. Hey, God, I release it right now. Receive, 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 receive.
In the name of Jesus.
Supernatural divine favor, divine grace, divine mercy, divine healing. In the name of Jesus. Every yoke will be destroyed from over your life, from your family. Because of the anointing, every yoke will destroy now. Because
of the
anointing.
In the name, Lord Jesus.
Every yoke will destroy now. Because of the anointing. Yeah, the anointing is upon this radio station. The anointing is upon the hour of fire. Oh, Rema Bible College. The anointing is upon our Miracles Radio TV ministry. The anointing is upon the Jesus Christ Global Mission. God, your great grace is upon us. Your favor, your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name, Lord Jesus.
I tell you, something is happening already. God is taking away your body.
Thank
your body
you, my God.
God is taking away your problems. You may count your cares upon Christ, for he cares for you. Hey, Rebusa. Yanda Ramlagada. Ah, Brogodo. Yes, Bishop Barry David, there is a word for you. There is a word for you. God says,
yes.
I should tell you that he has given you a new altar.
Amen.
God has given you a new altar. The altar that answered by fire. The altar of Elijah. The altar of God has given you a new altar. Barry David, receive it, receive it, receive it.
I receive it in the name of Lord Jesus. I receive the altar of Elijah. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
The altar that answered by fire. The altar
yes.
of God is Father. God is Son, God is Holy. God has given us a new altar.
Thank
so when
you,
Elijah
Lord.
Built a new altar, the altar of Baal was destroyed. The altar of Baal was destroyed. The altar of Jesus
yes.
was erected. So when Elijah
yes.
lifted up his hand and prayed, and fire came from heaven, God
yes.
has given us a new altar. The
thank
altar that answered by fire. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ.
Thank
amen.
You, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I
yes.
receive it, Lord God.
These are blessed handkerchiefs. The Lord spoke to me to get handkerchiefs and pray over them and bless them, anoint them, just like Apostle Paul. Handkerchief in Acts of Apostles chapter 19, it says the handkerchiefs and aprons were taken to the people and they were receiving miracles and healing all over.
Amen.
So
yeah.
We have hundreds of them, we have thousands of them, we have prayed over them, anointed them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want one, you can just spend $25 offering to support this ministry, and we're going to mail it to you postage free, and it's going to come to you. It's already anointed and blessed. It carries the anointing, the presence of God, the power of God to heal, to save, to deliver, to bless. This is anointed handkerchief, blessed handkerchief. You can order one and keep for yourself and your family. Anytime anybody is calling, you can touch the person and pray, or you can put it in your car, put it in your home, put it under your pillow, put it in your house, in your room, as a point of contact for you to receive. So it is blessed handkerchief. Go to our website, and you can always send your $25, either check or money order, to the addresses on the screen. We have the addresses on the screen. Or you can send it by Cash App, or you send it by PayPal, $25, for this ministry to continue to broadcast the word of God, and then we're going to mail you one of these blessed handkerchiefs. These handkerchiefs have been blessed by God. We have prayed over them. It carries healing power, miracle power, anointing power. A lot of people have been healed. A lot of people have received miracles and deliverances and blessings. As they receive these handkerchiefs in the mail, we mail it out to you, postage free, after you have sent the $25, check or money order to the mailing address. The addresses are on the screen. You can use the Cash App, or you can use the PayPal, or you can use the Zelle, You can use any of those systems. They are on the screen. It's on the screen right there. Or go to our website, www.24hourprayers.mysite.com. You can see all the various methods. You can send your $25 to this ministry. And I tell you, God will not disappoint you. A lot of people have testified after they receive the handkerchief. They use it to touch loved ones that are sick, send to the hospitals, to those who are sick, those who are having issues, people who can't walk, people who are in wheelchairs, people in hospitals, people who are in their need. We send them these handkerchiefs and they get blessed. They get healed and miracles. We have received testimonies a lot of testimonies from various people. So go ahead now and look at all the systems of sending your donation. They are on the screen. You either use the Cash App or the Zelle, or use any of the mailing address there, and then PayPal. And I know God will bless you as you give to support the ministry with your $25 love offering to keep the ministry going on. And we want to buy equipment. We want to do a lot of things in this ministry expansion. And we need your financial support and backup to be able to move on to expand this work. I tell you, God is doing greater things. I want you to be a partner to this ministry and let God bless you. Oh, yes. People sponsor football. They sponsor boxing. They sponsor wrestling. People sponsor different things. Now, let me tell you this. If you go to the internet, you see pornography. People put their money there into pornography. See, that's useless. You don't have to. Put your money in God's work and let God bless you. You know, people watch pornography and put their money there. What are you doing there? You don't have to. You know, you can test the word give and then follow the process and then the proceeding instructions and send your donations for the work of God. In this ministry,
yeah.
God rewards you abundantly. We can send you receipts for you to file your taxes if you want to. You know, so all these are opportunities for you to receive blessings. You don't have to go and sponsor boxing. They say boxing. They sponsor boxing. People pass millions of dollars and sponsor boxing. Is that the kingdom of God? You know, they go and sponsor wrestling. Say, this is wrestling. They go and sponsor wrestling. They go and sponsor prostitutes. Prostitutes. Look at Trump now. He has messed up his name. He carry all those money and give to prostitutes. The work of God needs money. You haven't put money in the work of God. You carry money, go and give to prostitutes. What are you doing there? You know? So give to the work of God and let God bless you. That's why we have blessed this handkerchief. We have prayed over them. We have anointed them. Just like the Apostle Paul in Acts of Apostles chapter 19. He said the apron and the handkerchief from Paul's body were sent to the people and they were receiving miracles and healing. It's the same thing we have done here. We have asked God to bless these handkerchiefs, they carry anointing, they carry grace and mercy and favor. And you can order one, it's just $25 per one. We have hundreds of them here, thousands of them. You just order, go to our website, and see all the videos where you can send your $25 or look at the screen, you see the videos where you can text the word give. So the number is reading there. And you just sow your seed and receive all that God has for you in the name of Jesus. So God bless those who are going to give to this ministry. God reward them abundantly in the name of Jesus. Your money will not go for pornography. Your money will not go for pornography. Your money will not be sent to prostitutes. Send money, millions of dollars to prostitutes. And now they are going to jail. They are going to court. See? That's not where your money should go. Your money should go to the work of God. And you receive blessing. So for giving to the work of God. And we pray God to bless you all as you give to this ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we want to thank every one of you for your cooperation. And we want to thank every one of you for showing up in this broadcast. The Lord reward you abundantly. And the Lord continues to bless you. We're going to be broadcasting again during this Easter weekend. We have the Easter coming up. In fact, today is triumphant entry. And it's a special day. And then we have the Good Friday is coming. And then we have Saturday and Sunday. We're going to be broadcasting all through the Easter period through into Sunday and then Monday. A resurrection morning and so on. I tell you, God is going to do great things. So be a part of what God is doing right here. And he's going to reward you abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless all of you for participating and it broke out in the name of Jesus. May he rebuke the devourer for yourself and open the windows of heaven for you, blessing, that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. May you continue to prosper and be in good health, even as your souls prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Bishop Barry Davis has been a blessing. And then we thank
Amen.
Our mother in Christ, Mama Lady Evangelist Alainka Alawa, who has been a great blessing, you know, blessing us with the word of God. I tell you, God will reward these people in the name of Jesus Christ. So we're going to cut in here. We're going to continue again on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to be broadcasting again. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And we all love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You so much. Bless you. Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Our Father, who is God in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who is God in heaven.